Across Latin America, the war in Iraq has triggered anti-Americanism. Most major newspapers editorialize against the U.S. on a daily basis. Politicians and intellectuals are nearly unanimous in their condemnation. Living in the middle of all this is Liev Sovik, an American professor at the Federal University in Rio de Janeiro. As part of our occasional series about Americans living abroad, NPR's Martin Kosty talked with Sovik about what it's like to live in Brazil at a time when America is so unpopular.
The Federal University of Rio de Janeiro is one of Brazil's most prestigious institutions of higher learning, but that doesn't mean it's luxurious. Like most Latin American schools, its facilities are bare bones. Liev Sovik has to smile when she contemplates the century-old building that houses the School of Journalism where she teaches.
It was built to be a mental hospital and actually housed one of Brazil's great authors, Lima Barreto. So the students joke about, well, here they are in a mental hospital in the wards, because the classrooms are actually old wards that have been divided up.
As a graduate of Yale, Sovik knows the creature comforts of American academia. But now, sitting in a courtyard of this decaying old building, she says there are rewards to teaching in Latin America. For example, there's the school's beautiful setting, right at the foot of Rio de Janeiro's picture postcard Sugarloaf Mountain. Sovik has been in Brazil for 16 years. She says she originally came for love, but ended up falling in love with the country itself. She's a 47-year-old with Midwestern roots and Scandinavian looks, and she says Brazilians sometimes aren't sure what to make of her.
The way Brazilians see me as a foreigner has two poles, and most people fall between the two poles. One is, oh, she's foreign, she's foreign from the north, and so she's probably got access to all kinds of things we don't. And the other pole is, she's here, she probably couldn't make it there.
In the last couple of years, Sovik says she's noticed a change in the politics of her Brazilian college students. She says they're moving toward the left and they're becoming more critical of all things American. She says they especially seem to despise a New York-themed shopping center here in Rio that features a towering replica of the Statue of Liberty.
Well, they find it really naive in a sense of stupid to admire that propaganda, and they feel, I think, a little pressured by that.
And Sovik says, in academic circles at least, anti-American feelings even extend to pop music.
There's a certain rejection of Brazilian hip-hop for being American, but it's a rejection that is sort of an uneasy rejection, because at the same time there's a recognition that Brazilian hip-hop is Brazilian.
More than anything, Sovik says Brazilian students and professors oppose what they see as the arrogance of American foreign policy.
What you see is a certain fright, a certain fear of what U.S. policy is doing, and a certain puzzlement about why there has been so little resistance on the part of American population.
This attitude is so prevalent here, even Brazilian MTV has felt compelled to announce its official condemnation of the war. Sovik generally agrees with this point of view, but she says sometimes it's hard for her to listen to the dismissive way Brazilians talk about Americans these days.
I just don't even really converse when there's this attitude that says, well, the United States population is completely blindfolded and incapable of complex thought, which is a caricature of what you sometimes hear. And I know that's not true. You know that's not true. You read the papers and you know that's not true. I don't think there's any way you can really fight that one. I mean, I can talk about my aunt, and I can talk about my brothers and my friends, but it all comes to my sample versus their view.
Nevertheless, Sovik says she feels increasingly distant from her home country. A big part of the reason, she says, is that she just doesn't understand Americans' political attitudes anymore.
There's some kinds of fights you just don't want to fight. And one of them, for me, probably now, is trying to understand how being a warmonger is popular. I don't know if I want to understand that.
Sovik says the current political climate in the United States has helped to solidify her conviction that she is, in her words, an expatriate by vocation. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.